Well, real quick, on a positive note, having the 79 team here in the reunion was unbelievable. You better stay in shape because those 79 girls came back. I heard they were unbelievable after all those years. But it, with the gathering after, with the current players, the former players, it was special. And I want to publicly thank all those people, along with our crowd. I mean, and maybe as important, are people that worked on the video things and the behind-the-scenes people, the job they did. I didn't get to see it, of course, because I was in the huddles, but they told me that some of the things up on the screen were the work that went into that. To do a couple minutes of video work takes a lot of hours of watching. And so I want to thank not only the marketing people, but I want to thank all the people in this building that what they did in the Hall of History for the 79 team was second to none. So Nick and his crew did an unbelievable job. The crowd, I guess, was unbelievable. And I think also our players played better. I mean, Nick gave us a great response to what he needed to do. I think, you know, you can see what happens when there's some energy. And and yet some of it's the schedule. You know, we've just going to play, I think, 6 out of 9 games on the road. Tomorrow will be. And that's, I don't know, that makes it difficult too. So there's a lot of reasons for things, but Nick was definitely better. And maybe the best performance of the night was McQuaid. And I'd like to publicly ask you guys to do me a favor, because not that you're into favors, but if Matt McQuaid doesn't get mentioned as one of the best defensive players in the whole damn country, much less the Big Ten, I think it's a joke. You know, they go on whether a guy blocks a shot or whether a guy gets a steal. Well, we're not a team that's pressing. So, I mean, he has locked up more great players, and Coffey, the job he did on him, and everybody else. And it seems like we look at more who's got steals instead of an actual individual performance. But Matt McQuaid, not only did he do a great job individually, defensively, but his offense really came to fruition. And having all that done with so many strange lineups in there was great for us. It just goes to show, though, if you defend, and we rebounded okay. I wouldn't say it was great, but considering Kenny played 5-6 minutes, and he's our leading rebounder, I thought it was pretty good. We are back on the road again for maybe a challenging a game against a very good Wisconsin team in a tough place to play. So we're going to have to be at our best tomorrow night. It'll be, I'm sure, a sea of red. But the good thing that we've done is when you played some of the games at Florida and Louisville and some of these whiteout, blackout, redout, greenout, orange out. We've been through them all, and it's just will be another night of that. Ethan Happ is definitely amongst the best players in the league, averaging 18 and 11 rebounds. But maybe what is toughest about him is sometimes he's dribbling to score. He's like a point guard in the post. And I think the difference in their team is Trice and Davidson are really shooting the ball well. Davidson wasn't shooting the ball well at all early in the year. He and Trice are shooting the ball really, really well. You know, Davidson's a tough kid, and Trice has become, I think he'll end up one of the better guards in this league just because he's getting better. He can handle the ball. He can shoot it. He can pass it. He's been pretty good defensively. The other guy that's played well from there is Rovers, I think it is pronounced. He's a 6'10 guy who can shoot it. He's also a guy who can rebound it and block some shots. They are amongst one of the best defensive teams in the league. They don't give up a lot of points. Some of that's their style, but their percentage is down, and that's good. So there's no doubt Wisconsin is one of the best teams in the league. I do feel like we're never at home. I don't know. I don't know how the schedule works out that way, but I look at these last couple of games, and I look at the way we've played, and I think we are making some progress. I wouldn't look at one game as saying, hey, we're back. But I wouldn't look at, you know, the two games and say it eliminates everything we did the first 20 games, because we were a pretty good team then. We had two games we didn't play as well, and if you don't play as well in this league, you're going to get beat. Questions?
I have two of them for you. But the first is, Kenny Goins, after the game, you didn't know anything. Yeah. Can you give us any update, please?
Well, the good news is what I told you after the game, it wasn't broke, because they really thought that he might have fractured or chipped a bone in his elbow. That is the real good news. The bad news is, you know, it's awfully sore, and his availability will be question marked. I mean, he walked through some things yesterday. Today, I don't think there'll be any physical part he'll be able to do. I don't want to say a game time decision. I expect him to play some. To what level or what amount, I'd say is question mark.
Tom, the other thing you already alluded to, Matt McQuaid, has played terrific defense. But it really was, especially going back and watching the game again, it was the first game where he was being selfish for his shot, looking for points, and that's the Matt you recruited. Do you go back and just watch the film again and say, hey, this is what I want?
It's kind of funny, you know, because I did jump him on that one play when he drove in there, and I don't know who in the hell he was trying to get it over, but it was a bad decision. And I think of all the times I've jumped him for not looking for his shot. So shame on me, you know. I should have hugged him and said, it's about time you took a bad shot. He never takes any bad shots. But he was looking for his offense. I think our guys, I know a couple times Cash came over and said, Coach, we got to get him another shot. Nick gave some good inside-out passes. So that's the same old story. When we run better, when we defend better and rebound better and run better, Matt got a couple of shots that way. Cash got him some shots. When Nick plays better, you know, they start swarming him. We got the ball inside out some. So I think we look like a real unit in that respect. But it was the first time, and I would agree with this, that he did it on both ends of the court. And shot like the guy we recruited. And remember, some of that was the injuries over those 2 years. But he also defended like the guy we didn't recruit. That's what's been impressive about Matt McQuaid. And I will be a self-promoter for him. If he isn't, you look at who he's covered on all these teams. If he isn't, I'm not even saying one of, maybe the best defensive player in this league, you know, I think that's something that I have a great feel for. And Matt has done an unbelievable job.
Tom, we talk about the way the offense looked like, you know, more cohesive in that movement. And then you turn around a couple days later and you're going to a place like Wisconsin where they just have that ability to make everything look like
ugly.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you approach that in this? And do you worry about there are points in games like this where the guys get a little bit frustrated that it's not coming as
yeah, a little bit. You know, you still watch film. They might send one guy to the boards. They send four guys back and things like that. But you know, over the years, we've always been able to play more than one style, and that's been one of our strengths, you know. And this year, at times, you know, when we didn't run as good, we didn't do as good a job, but there's been times that we have executed pretty well in the half court. I am concerned about it. It's hard to say what they'll do with the game. They don't run a lot. It is low-scoring games. It was at Michigan for them this week. It will be, you know, probably a lot, but I think Greg has done a great job with this team, because I don't think this was as good a defensive team at the beginning of the year as it's become now, and I don't think it's as good a shooting team at the beginning of the year. I think they had shooters. They weren't shooting as well as they are now. They're shooting, I think, almost 40% from the three in league play. So he's done a very good job, but he's got some veterans. He's got a fifth-year guy in Hap, who is hard to guard. I mean, he's a point guard he's a non-shooting point guard in a big's body. You know, he gets on the block and he can handle it. He's got moves with his right hand and left hand. But I bet you he is one of the best passing big men in the whole country. And that's what really impresses me about him.
You got to. We talked a lot about Matt's defensive side, but you got to play him some at the point, and that's something that coming into the year you wanted to do a little bit more of. I guess is that still a flexibility thing right now with the defense, or did you kind of see the things you wanted with him running the ball?
Well, you know what I really saw is I saw Foster play better in our minds, and that helps that cause too, because we got Cash rest early, which we said we're going to do that 4 or 5 minutes into the game. But what really was impressive is when he went down with the two fouls, Foster played better, and then they gave him a rest. We played McQuaid. The problem we have is because of the lack of depth on those wing guys. When you put McQuaid at the point, now you got to play more guys. But I think Gabe, we should have played him a little bit more. It's just hard when there's two freshmen in there. Because Thomas was in there. Now we're going to get three freshmen in there. And some of those freshmen, you know, at one time of the year, we thought we were going to redshirt them, and now we're playing them in Big Ten games. So we utilized our depth, and they responded. But I think Matt can play some point. He definitely can play some point. I think Foster did play better. That was encouraging. It's just a matter of, you know, we even had some of our game plan in that game. Because of their rebounding strength was to put, Kenny at the three. And if I would have done that, I would have given me more room to play Matt. And then Kenny went down. And so we were really stumbling around.
Tom, I was wondering, I was looking at Ethan Happ's numbers the last couple of years against you guys. He's been able to get his points in a few of them, but he's taken a lot of shots most of the time to get there. Is there any common thread that from playing him the last few years to make him inefficient, to frustrate him a little bit in that way?
You know, I don't know why that is, because we have done a decent job on him, and we haven't always doubled him or anything. I think we've done a decent job of digging. We've got some bigs we threw in. You know, last year we could throw three or four different guys at him. This year it might not be as many guys, but he's more aggressive this year than he's been in those other years. He's taking the ball, I'm telling you, like a point guard a lot. Dribbling all the way down, just backing you in, doing some different things. So it's going to be a different prep for us. But I don't think there's anything any big on why we've had a little success. He still scored enough points against us to give me nightmares, but we've had a little success against him as far as his percentage.
Another Hap-related question, I suppose, but in terms of when it comes to Nick Ward, if he's going to guard him or vice versa, how do you hope that if something doesn't go Nick's way early, that he doesn't maybe get within himself and not close off, but doesn't play the game that he should play?
You know, I mean, there's always going to be a lot talked about with Nick. He's just one of those guys that, you know, Nick is still evolving, you know, and there's been a lot of players like that. And I'm learning how to, you know, deal with that, and he's learning how to deal with me. And but, you know, in all honesty, he's played pretty good most of the season, you know. And when he has bad games, we don't play as good. And that's pretty normal with all your best players, the same with Cassius. And so it's not blaming them. It's just that you're expecting your best players that have to play well if you're going to win. And I think Nick, you know, he's really grown. If I look from his freshman year, you know, he's grown as much as the Sears Tower, you know. He's really made some progress. And we did talk to him even in the last game about, you know, if you don't start out well, we're going to go to you. But if you don't start out well, you can't let it affect. And I think he's growing just like he's grown in the double teams. I mean, last year it was like the measles or mumps, you know. He was done. And now he handles those real well. But it will be an interesting matchup. They'll be on them, each other, I'm sure, some, more than a little. And they're both completely different kinds of players, but they both end up scoring the ball at the end. And so Hap's going to have his hands full with Nick, and Nick's going to have his hands full with Hap. But I don't think in life we take steps. You know, there's a process. And I think Nick, it was funny because he walked into the locker room that day, and he was, you know, he just looked like a million bucks, haircut, clean shave, this and that, you know. And I said, what's the deal, Nick, you know? And players figure it out. They complain about the coaches, but they figure it out. They figure out that, you know, if you focus in on what you got to do and you put all your efforts into what you got to do, normally good things happen. Nick played really, really, really well in that game. And the really well was not the points he scored, and it wasn't even the rebounds he got. It's the way he got his rebounds. If you watch the tape, you say he got two-hand rebounds. He got rebounds in traffic, things that he hasn't been doing as well. And that was, ironically, the first thing Magic asked me as we were going out to come back into the locker room after the game. The players circle around. I was just back there, and they were all lined up. And he asked me about Nick's, you know, rebounding. And I said, you know, that's kind of how we determine how Nick does, because he's always going to score some points. If he's rebounding the ball well, and he rebounded the ball extremely well, even though he ended up with 9, he had 8 the first half. He did a very good job of that. And hopefully, you know, he'll get over the, if you don't start out great, you can still play great. If you get double teamed, it doesn't affect you. He's making a lot of progress in those areas. He really is.
Question about the freshman. After watching the tape of all 5 of them playing, what did you think? And do you think you can play all of them a little bit, or is that just more of a necessity thing where Kenny was hurt and whatnot?
You know, it is amazing how we're, not you, how we're obsessed with stuff like that. I mean, I thought, when I got those guys, I thought we'd redshirt 2 of them. I really did, just because of strength and size, and maybe even 3. And we definitely played him because of necessity. I mean, I've got a pretty good 7-8 man. It was a good 8-man group with Josh. Now with him out, it's down. But I think they can play some minutes. But this team's going to go how Cassius, Josh, and probably our Cassius, Nick, and McQuaid go. You know, and Kenny Goins is a very important part to the puzzle. Xavier Tillman, very important. Kyle Arnes, you know, he didn't even practice last week. I mean, my biggest issue now is health. It really is. And so those freshmen are going to play, but if you think they're going to play in big games and be ready for that, I hope you're right and I'm wrong. You know, you're going to get them some time, but there's reasons all over the country people are not playing. There's not a lot of people playing, a ton of people, especially a ton of young guys. So we're gonna see if we can, you know, continue to work those guys in. Kithier did a good job. He's done a good job every time he's come in. But I think the biggest thing is if we can stay healthy right now. If, you know, Kyle, it's that kid deserves a ton of credit, guys. He's trying to. He couldn't even practice a minute the day. 2 days before the game, then he practiced a little bit the day of, and we just hope to get that back straightened out, get the spasms out of it, because it's hard if you're a shooter to never get to be able to work on it, you know. And then with Kenny, he's really valuable to us because of all the things he does well. Maybe none of them great rebounding, but none of them poor, and he gives us that ability. So there's no freshman that can do that right now. We'll get a little bit more out of both freshmen that played. Encouraging for the future. Future meaning a year from now. But give them credit, too, that they did rise to the occasion. Foster played better. I think we got to get more out of Aaron. You know, Aaron's the one guy that I think gets a couple of rebounds early, then he doesn't get another one for the rest of the game. He's got to do more of the little things. But I think he will. I think he knows it, and that's what's going to be encouraging.
Question about Cassius Winston. I felt like this weekend was a nice bounce-back performance after turning the ball over 9 times. You know, to have 0 turnovers the next performance. I'm sure different guys respond to different types of coaching. I'm curious with him, is there a particular approach you take in terms of identifying issues and then correcting them?
Cassius, he's a lover, you know, he's more like a Valentine's Day guy, you know, where he, you know, I think he likes to be hugged and kissed and held and nurtured, but it's not totally my style. So, you know, we meet all the time about it, you know, he's got to hear the message. And for the most part, if I looked at Cassius' freshman year, we were on him all the time, trying to push him. His sophomore year, I hardly said a word to him, you know. And this year, what I think with Nick and Cash, they're doing a lot of great things. But there's another level they have to get to for us, but is important for them. And that's what you try to do. You try to constantly get guys to another level. I mean, how many coaches do you ever hear about? You always hear the common line, you know, he's never satisfied. I mean, you hear it with me all the time, but you hear it with most coaches a lot. Well, why would you be? Until they accomplish what they want to accomplish, why would you be satisfied, you know? And him having to figure me out is just as important as me having to figure him out. And but I think, in all honesty, I have a great relationship with Cassius. I'm going to keep pushing him because I think he's got a lot to give. I mean, he's got a lot to give in a lot of places in life, you know, with his intelligence, with his ability to speak, with his basketball. This kid has a very high ceiling. I was talking to Gregory Kelser about him, since Gregory was the last, you know, real All-American that excelled both on the court and in the classroom. And Chris Hill was one of those guys. But as Gregory was here, and I was just talking about Cassius, that he doesn't have a ceiling yet. And so if he doesn't have a ceiling, I'm going to keep grinding it. I got to figure out a way to do that, that he understands that. And one of those ways is to constantly spend time talking to him, which we did this morning, to be honest with you. But bounce back game, and yet he was out of the game half the game. But bounce back game because you have 9 assists and 0 turnovers, and I think that's big for us. You know, when we've turned the ball over, we haven't played as well as when we don't turn the ball over, which is pretty common, but he's a big, big part of that. And, you know, we're constantly ratcheting him up, his defense. It'll be interesting this weekend because they got 2 really good guards. And so, both in Davidson and Trice, he's going to have to be at his best on both ends for us to win this game.
Tom, there's no secret. No freshman's going to be an All-American on this team, and they're not going to be major contributors. But how pleasantly surprised are you to get an Izzo-type player in Kithier? Because when he goes in, he's giving you the effort, the scrappiness, the rebounds, the defense. Are you pleasantly surprised with Thomas?
God, if I use this word, then I'm going to look like I didn't think much of him as a recruit. But because he didn't play last year, mm-hmm. we were almost shocked. You know, he's given us a lot, even in practice. Now, he's been on that scout team, which has been really good because he's going against Nick all the time. He's going against Kenny. He's going against an athlete. He's going against a guy that can score, and then he's going against Xavier, who's a brute. So he's kind of been banged around, bopped around, pushed around, kicked around, and he just keeps coming back for more. He doesn't look like – kind of reminds me of some of the Wisconsin big men over the years. You know, he's got tremendous skills inside that. He's got a left hand. He's got a right hand. But he runs better than we thought. He jumps better than we thought, and he plays better than we thought. Now, don't blame us for that. He didn't play last year, so it was hard to see that. But for a guy who didn't play last year, I think it tells you how bright his future looks.
Over here, in this matchup with Kenny, what do you miss most, given what Wisconsin has, if he can't go?
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny because they play with 2 bigs a lot, the Revere's kid and, of course, Hap. They're both 6'10". So usually Kenny gives us that ability to match up with the small ball 4s that you face a lot. So in that respect, we wouldn't lose as much, but I think we'd lose a lot because there's some things we want to do defensively that we think we can take advantage of, and Kenny plays a big, big part in that because of his length, his athleticism, and he's a very smart player. So, you know, listen, we're not deep enough to lose anybody right now, but, you know, Kenny Goins has been not our best player in almost any game, but our most versatile player in just about every game. And so he's becoming our own kind of miniature MVP because he can do a little bit of everything and he helps everybody, including passing the ball into Nick. He's done a great job of feeding the post. So you know, I'm hoping on something that's not broken. It is his left arm. I'm hoping they'll be able to put one of them Gronk pads on it or something, and he can play. And if he plays like Gronk, that'll even be better.
Tom, I'm not necessarily – I guess it's fair to say that Wisconsin's guards have a little bit of a reputation for standing in there and drawing a charge. So how does that –
You're not trying to influence the officials?
No, I'm not trying to influence the officials.
Why not?
You know, it's, I guess that's your job more than mine. How does that change anything when it comes to transition and then also the half court? Do you think more about telling your guards not to drive as hard, or how does that?
I hope not, because, you know, we need to drive the ball there. You know, I mean, trying to think of the pool. No, I know. Hey, I've been in trouble most of my life. Don't worry about that. But I'm thinking that for you to recognize that, it's got to be more common, because coaches usually are watching hours and hours of film, and they're, you know, they take a lot of charges. So we'll just politely say it that way. But I'm not changing how we drive in that. I'm just making sure they're aware of it. You know, just aware of it, and you know, do a good enough job to get an angle on them. But still want them to penetrate, still want to get in the paint, still want to get in there and kick out, still want to do all those things. Our break, I still want to run every time. They've been a funny rebounding team, you know. And, they don't necessarily rebound it great, but very, you know. If I used one word for Wisconsin, and this is where I give Greg a lot of credit, you know, he learned from one of the best in Bo. The compliment is it's a extremely solid team. They're very solid defensively. They're shooting the ball as well as anybody in the league. From the three, I think they're one in the league or close to it at a little over 40%. They don't make a lot of turnovers. They don't make a lot of mistakes. So the word solid goes with them. Taking charges, they take a lot of charges. And sometimes that's great defensive teams do that. So they're doing a little bit of everything. But we're going to still go like we go.